Okay, welcome to another episode. Let me adjust this up real quick. But yeah, I'm recording this on my new laptop I bought recently, so it should sound better. And I can edit the shit now, so if it fucks up, well, I can edit shit. That's really cool. I know, right? Dealing with the times, but yeah, today we're taking a look at a film released in 2017. We're taking a look at Brutal. Yes, this film is brutal, if you will. So before we get into it, yes, let's review. I will go into spoilers, but I mean, come on, this movie's old. You any of these kind of films, you've probably already seen this. So, yeah. But I'll say, I can't wait to talk about this one because some weird things this one, man. I'm not kidding you. But directed by Takashi Horosa. Sorry if I butchered his name there. And released in 2017 from our good friends at Unearth Films. A Japanese gore film. I didn't hear much about going into this review. The basic plot is about a serial killer in Japan who ends up falling in love with another psychotic individual. And they go on a killing spree. The plot is basic, but it works similar to that of a guinea pig film. And there's a lot of cool similarities between this and the Japanese guinea pig series, which, as a fan of those films, I could talk all about, but I really don't want to because I have a whole review of those. I really like those films, though. If it's your first episode of mine you're listening to, yes, I'm a big guinea pig fan. Go ask the Evil Deaths. Shout out to those guys. They are fucking awesome. I will be coming on their show real soon too. Talk about another extreme film I really like. That cool. But anyway. The cast all do a good job. But for the most part, but I mean there really isn't any highlights in terms of the performances. None of them really stick out. It's not bad performances, so that's good, right? Now the gore in this movie is fantastic with some great practical effects. I mean, I'll get into those when I describe some of the things in this film, but yeah, definitely. Now, I had a problem with this film in that it's kind of meh. It's not bad by any means. Nothing you haven't seen before. I mean, I would recommend this if you're like me and you like Guinea Pig, the Japanese films. Outside of that, I wouldn't really recommend this to anyone else. Not because it's a bad film, just because it really isn't. Who is this for outside of that audience, you know? Big sip of water, my throat's been murdering me all day. But now let's actually talk about said. Let's go into the plot here. Or go into the details here. Now I'll give a final verdict on this thing. Our film opens up with really awesome credits and some really good music. I'm not gonna lie. Pretty good music, man. We resume with our killer torturing two women and with a girl getting beaten in the face slash the jaw. I liked that. Another girl is cut up, and you got some good gore on the body there. Another girl begs for her life, thinks a nail through the jaw. That's pretty brutal, definitely. But that is brutal as hell, man. We cut to our killer going through the victim's bags and taking a bath while hammering a bag of body parts. I will say once again, in this film, there's a lot of blood in this film, as you would expect, but yeah, it's very well done. You could say this, but. Oh no, I didn't really. This film didn't hook me as much as I had a notification on my phone. No exciting shit. The killer then flushes the remains of the victims after smashing them down the toilet. It's a pretty clever way of disposing of the body there, not gonna lie. He then starts talking to a talking head. Yes, I'm not kidding you. And he proceeds to crush said head. Yes, you heard me correctly. Our film picks up, or we pick up with this killer with two women tied up. He then stabs one of them. He ends up stepping on the wound. You got some good acting there, I'll say. That's why a woman stabbing a man in the balls. Yes, I am not fucking with you. That's our female killer here. I would say she was more entertaining than the male killer. He was just kind of stock. This bitch was just fucking crazy, man. You know? I like that. I respect that. You know? Also, like I said, this movie's not bad. It's just not all that great. So you can kind of tell. I want to get the final score thing. And of course, she ends up killing another dude. And you get some really good effects there of his head there. And the girl ends up meeting the male killer, and they get into a cool knife fight, which I was not expecting a film like this. That was kind of a pleasant surprise there. Just flipping through my notes here. I typed some and wrote some because I'm trying to make the show better. I got a 1-star review. Not really mad about that, but come on, man. I don't really care about reviews in that regard. But you know what? You can improve. That's what we're going to do. The guy does get killed. Good gore. He then runs into the killer, you know, the male killer from earlier. They fight, and eventually, we see the dude's dick is gone. That's right. His dong is gone, motherfucker. And it's disgusting. And they eventually fall in love randomly, and they have a scene similar to that at the ending of American Guinea Pig 2. Is then stabbed in the back. Then, of course, we see the guy is dead. The girl says some line. Cue the credits. This film isn't bad. Like I said, it's just very average. I really can't recommend this unless, like I said earlier in this review, if you're a guinea pig fan, I would check this out. If you're not, you know, I have a guinea pig mug on my desk right now. Okay, I'm quite the fan, but. This ain't it, man. This ain't it. I won't say it's a bad movie. I think this movie is entertaining. But it's just... didn't really do anything for me. I can say it's a solid film. 7 out of 10 for me. 7 out of 10, I would argue, is pretty fair for this film. But yeah, guys, keep it brutal. I should get some more content out soon. And yeah.